بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا any good deed no matter how small it may be, but don't consider it as light, don't consider it as insignificant. This very small deed that you may consider small, that may turn out to be the means of your salvation. And the small sin that you may consider small may turn out to be the means of your destruction. So any small deed, how small, how insignificant it may seem to be, don't count it as insignificant. Similarly, time, how small, how short that moment is, but don't consider that time as insignificant and small or too little. جو کام کرنا چاہتا ہو تو وہ پوچھتا رہتا نہیں ہے, کام کر لیتا ہے. The one that wants to do work, he doesn't make a story of it, doesn't enter into futile discussions, he starts off the work. اور تو ہی نہ چاہے تو بہانہ ہزار ہے. And if you don't want to do a thing, then you'll make 101 excuses. Oh, this was not right, and time constraints, and I was too tired, I couldn't make it. So those moments that are available to you, and you reflect, even though you are lying on the bed, even though you are going to work, returning from work, going to the masjid or coming out of the masjid, for those moments, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming out of the masjid, until the entrance, you can read at least 20 times Subhanallah. Perhaps 10 times Durood Sharif you can recite, just from the time you leave the masjid proper till you come out of the masjid entirely, you can complete that. Now, you count the time as too insignificant, too small, then you won't do anything. But you say, let me start it off. I've got the time, let me start it off. And you'll see that your tasbihat, your zikr is just multiplying, just increasing. So this is time and this is good deeds. The little that is available to you, just start it off then. Don't count it as small, insignificant, I can't do it, it's too little. No. Azharji Rahmatullah once he mentioned, say, jaise bhi ho, lastam pastam girte parte karte raho. Whichever way you can do it, do it. At the beginning, your ma'mulat and your zikrs that you do regularly, you do it every day, you may not have a proper routine. Sometimes you did it on time, and sometimes the time passed and you couldn't do it for some reason, whether it was your laziness, whatever it is. But then to omit it entirely. Now you're supposed to be doing it after Fajr, for example, zikr of Durood Sharif or La ilaha illallah, and for some reason you couldn't do it. Are you traveling to work? From your workplace till you, from your home to your workplace, it'll take you at least about 15 minutes, 20 minutes by the time you enter into the shop. Now in that time, make some zikr. You're all alone in the car, you can get better concentration, your mind is more focused, you're more secluded. So make the zikr at that moment. Invariably, if you're not going to do zikr, then you're going to do something else. Then you want to listen to commentary, you want to listen to the news. And you may, the time may just pass and you would have not achieved anything. So you are going to go work and you're going to spend at least about 15 minutes on the road. So why don't you do something for that 15 minutes? So those moments that are going past, don't consider them as insignificant. No matter how small, how short that time is. Even if it's 2 minutes, even 3 minutes, do something within that time. See, when you are putting up a foundation, then you don't look at the beauty of the foundation. This is how it must appear, and this how this is the finish it needs to have, and this is the style I require the foundation to be. No. The idea is to strengthen, consolidate, to make strong, right? So this is the idea in a foundation. So one is the foundation of the zikr. The foundation of the zikr, don't look for the beauty. I don't get that concentration, I don't get that focus. What is the need of the type of zikr? I don't have that concentration, I don't have that focus. Just carry on doing it. Well, Hari Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, kal qiyamat ke roz, jab Allah Ta'ala sawab ko bantenge aur taqseem karenge, tab ja kar ke is AC zikr ki bhi qadar aapko malum hogi. This type of zikr, you can't find the concentration, you can't find the attention, then tomorrow when Allah Ta'ala will be distributing the sawab, then will you realize the sawab of that zikr as well. So the idea is, just do it. At the beginning, just carry on doing it. Until you develop concentration, it will be some time. But for that duration, don't wait for the ideal moment, then you do zikr. No, don't wait for that ideal moment. Just carry on doing it. Carry on doing it. So لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Any deed, how small it may be, don't consider it as insignificant. That may turn out to be the reason for your jannat. Who knows, you are traveling to work and that one time you said subhanallah, you said alhamdulillah, and you said it from with such heart, you said it, and with such a good clean soul you said it, that becomes the means of your jannat. Similarly, any sin, don't consider it as small. That may become the means of your destruction, may become the means of your ruin. So, isme kya rakha hua hai? Ye kar le, zara ghibat kar le, isme kaun si buri baat hogi? To aur isme humne music sun liya, to isme kaun si buri baat hogi? Little bit of music, little bit of ghibat, what's so bad about it? Let's listen to it. You don't know that wrong that you counted as insignificant, that becomes the means of your jahannam. Because it is a qaida, it is a rule by Allah Ta'ala that one good attracts another good. Like one evil attracts another evil, then good attracts good. You start off that good, so it's leading you on to another good, and so forth and so on. And similar is the rule of sin, that one sin leads you on to another sin, and so forth and so on. One friend of mine, he dismissed one staff of his. So that staff took him to the union. So the union wanted a hearing from him why he dismissed the staff. So he'd been stealing. So the union came on the defense of this worker. They said, this is not stealing, this is called pilfering. He's not stealing. And if he pilferages, then you need to put it on record. There must be witnesses, you know. And he must sign for it. And over and above that, you must give him 3 chances. And only then, if you want to dismiss him, you can dismiss him. So this person, this friend of mine, told the union then, you know, they say that 10 days thief gets caught one day. So based on that rule, this person must allow him to steal 30 times, then only I can dismiss him. So you take my shop and you run it for me. I'm not prepared to run this shop in this way. It'll dry me out completely, then I'll run. So this is the nature of sin, that one sin attracts another sin, and one good deed attracts another good deed. So how small that good deed may be, do it. Isko kar lo. Isko na socho ki ye bahut hi thoda hai, bahut hi chota hai. That may become the means of your jannat. We hear numerous incidents Al-Buzurg, he ate that khichri without salt, and that became the means of his jannat. Or that Buzurg, who just swapped the place, he's seen an imam making wuzu in the lower end of the stream whilst he's making wuzu on the upper end of the stream. So he thought to himself that my used water mustn't go and flow towards the Buzurg, rather his used water must come towards me as a mark of respect. That becomes his jannat. Right. That person provides water for that dog, and that becomes the means of his jannat. That woman, she didn't have too many good deeds to her account. All she had to her credit was she was good to her neighbors. She used to prepare cheese and break it into pieces and provide for her neighbors. That becomes a jannat. So these are the small deeds that we count small now presently. But tomorrow when Allah Pak begins to distribute the sawab, will we realize how great they are. So any small deed, any small, how small it may be, how little it may be, don't count it as small. Right? That person who used to sell things on credit, and he would send his money collector that go and collect all my debts. And he gave him explicit instructions that where you find that the debtor has got any problems, then don't squeeze him, don't press him. Be lenient on him where he can manage it, to receive it. Where he can't manage it, then be lenient on him. Otherwise, forgive him. That becomes the means of his jannat. He had no other deeds, but he had this. So this becomes the means of his jannat. So in short, any good deed, because we don't know that moment it may just strike with sincerity, with the goodness of the heart, with the goodness of the soul. And you have done that, and that you have gained it. So this is what I'm trying to get at today, the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Any small deed, walking from here, from the masjid to the dastarkhan, it's 10 times subhanallah. Between the 2 rakats or between the 4 rakats, there's about 3 seconds. It's subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Or make a dua within your heart, Allah Ta'ala. Let me improve the quality of my namaz. Allah Ta'ala, improve the quality of my namaz, the quality of my ibadat. You know this dua that you make, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. You're out here for the service of Allah Ta'ala. So you ask Allah Ta'ala between those 4 rakats, you ask Allah Ta'ala, the quality of my namaz, let it be improved. My concentration, let it be improved. Your appreciation, the way I need to appreciate you and be grateful to you, Allah Ta'ala, let that be improved. So you will find, at least for some moments at the beginning of your namaz, you will find some change, you will find some additional focus in your namaz. And there where you're waiting for that ideal moment to come, that doesn't come. That's a sign of laziness, you see. When you don't want to do a thing, then you wait for that ideal time, and that ideal time never comes after that. See? And laziness, there is no solution to laziness, but determination. Susti ka ilaj hai, chusti. What? Susti ka ilaj hai, chusti. That's why they say chishti or susti. We follow the chishti silsila, don't we? So chishti or susti. Nahi. Chishti or chusti. What? Dekho ye chutkal hai hamare Hazrat rahmatullah ke. You are a chishti and you got this susti in you. You got this laziness in you. You are a chishti and you must make chusti, you must be swift, you must do it. Don't have laziness in you. That king, in those days, kings used to have all type of people to use them and class of their own. So lazy people also, you had a class of lazy people, 2 people in the palace. Class of their own. And they're both lying down on the ground, and they see a horseman going past. So the one person is calling for the horseman, "Arey ghore sawar, idhar ko aao. Ye bear jo mere chhati ke upar rakhi hue hai, isko muh ke andar rakh lo." That man is on the horse, is mounted on the horse. He says, "Hey, horseman, come down. See, there's one boar here. Take it from my chest and put it into my mouth." Class of his own, laziness, and they reached the height of laziness. Now the horseman also got angry. "Hey, what is this now? So this is nonsense, man. I'm on the horse back here, and you're stopping me. I must come down, take that boar and put it into your mouth. You're so lazy to do this. But agar tu isai ahdi ho, to jo aapke barabar mein so raha hai, usko keh dete ke wo boar bear ko lekar ke aapke muh mein rakh le." So he says, "Arey, uska kya bharosa? Arey, is ahdi ka kya bharosa? Kal ki baat hai. Yahan se kutta guzar raha tha, aur usne ek tang utha karke mere muh mein peshab karna shuru kiya. Usse to itna bhi nahi hua ki kutte ko shish, hat ja." This person here, this lazy man here, he's so lazy that yesterday there was a dog passing this way, and that thing just lifted up one leg and started urinating inside my mouth whilst my mouth was open, you see. He couldn't even do this, tell that dog, "Get out from here." So how could I ever have any confidence on this person here? So now when we become lazy, we don't want to do a thing, then there is no solution to it. But where we got that determination, man must be determined. That's why they say, chishti or chusti. We follow the chishti silsila, you must have chusti in you. The small moments also, 1 minute, 2 minutes, half a minute, don't waste those minutes. You don't know, all accumulated one day, that will become your jannat, it will become your parcel. You accumulate that, all right. Keep on accumulating and accumulating and accumulating. One day it takes you somewhere, it brings you to some point. But you say, "No, how can I do it? And I can't do it the right way and the right opportunity I don't have." That right time and the right opportunity will never come. So the small moments that we have got in the masjid, for example, this kitab reading carrying on. We know now, we time ourselves and we calculate within our minds. As it is, I'm not going to sit in the kitab reading, I'll go outside and I'll talk to my friends. Rather, I sit on there, all right, now the kitab reading, they got the new style now. 20 minutes they're taking from every chapter, they're taking one page, two pages they're taking. By the time they finish, it's 1.5 hours. I can't manage this. New tartib. All right, you can't manage the new tartib. Sit on that 5 minutes. If you can't sit down for 1/2 hour, sit down 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Who knows, some word of Allah Ta'ala, is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may touch your heart and you get affected. And that becomes a ma'mool for the rest of your life. Sometimes it's a moment. You'll hear a lot of people telling you, you know that one word you said that really touched my heart. I made it a ma'mool of my life. That one word. It is just that one word. So that one word must coincide with the acceptance of Allah. You know, you say, "Man wafaqa ta'minuhu ta'min al-malaikati ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." It happens with us. Now we think to ourselves, "No, the Imam started the namaz, now I can take it easily and come into the surf. I'll still get the first rakat." The other Murana said, you know, that you get the first rakat as though you got the takbir ula. But that's not the highest grade of takbir ula. You want the highest grade. You know, you want something and you want the top of the range. You got it, you got a Mercedes, but not the top of the range. It's a big thing, isn't it? One is, I got the Mercedes, and one is, I got the top of the range. Same thing. Yeah? No, not same thing. I think the top of the range will be over 1 million. Spell? Huh? Over 1 million, isn't it? Top of the range. And the cheapest one, maybe about 200,000 or something. Huh? Cheapest, no? You know, like they call it half loaf or something. That might be about 200,000, this will be about 1.5 million, top of the range. Right? Huh? So what a big difference it makes. That when your Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the Malaika, all your sins get washed out. You came, Imam Sahib said, Waladhalin, and you said Ameen. And you just hit a luck at that time that your Ameen had coincided with the Ameen of the Malaika. The Farishtas also said Ameen. Everything, all your sins have been just demolished straight away. But now you say, no, Imam already started now. I'll get my takbir ula still, I'll get the sawab. Let me go there slowly, ghastly, I'll go nicely. Now you may not get it at all. And that opportunity has gone. That opportunity has gone. It won't come back again. It'll come back after a lot of difficulty. So the small moments that we have got, see, the small moments, that's why they say, Har shab shab qadr ast agar qadr badani. Every night is shab qadr, is laylatul qadr, but provided you appreciate it. You appreciate it, every night is shab qadr. You can gain that same type of sawab, that same type of merit. But you don't appreciate a thing, then how are you going to get it? So these moments you must appreciate. Like I say, you know, a small opportunity, the kitab is going in the masjid. And we are going to be sitting outside. Or if you're going to go home, you're not going to do anything really. Let's sit down for 5 minutes. Let's sit down for 10 minutes. So you know, then shaitan will put a waswasa, will give you a suggestion. I'm going to sit for that whole duration. Then just now it's beautiful, start making my tashkil. Then I need to go for 4 months. No, just get up before the tashkil. 5 minutes, you can make out. See that as that person is bringing out the book and all that coming or something is coming out, you can get up and go away. Don't wait for the last. Just stay there for that moment. You don't know that one word, one hadith may strike. This subhanallah, alhamdulillah, namaz, roza, silence, ghibat, whatever, that in some moment may strike. And you don't know that there may be some ahlullah in the gathering. See, in this kitab reading or hadith read. There's some Allah wala there, see. You don't know who it is. You know, this etikaf also in this gathering, you don't know, there may be one person there with sincerity, you don't know who it is. And on account of his sincerity, everybody's getting thrown in. We think with the pious one, there may be someone else out there. And he's coming with a very heavy heart. He's coming with pain, he's coming with cry, with tears in his heart. And on account of his sincerity, all of us are getting thrown in. We don't know that person. So same when a kitab, when a hadith kitab is read, you know, like how you have in the masjid, then there is someone that is very, very sincere there. And on account of his sincerity, you know, one moment comes, and if you are lucky at that moment, you just get thrown in, you just cash in. One thing comes to your mind, let me do this, from today onwards I will do this. I remember, I told my family one day, the Mawlana Qasim Sima Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his first wife, you know, she used to recite 1,000 Durood Sharif every day. And before she died, Allah Pak showed her a place in Jannat. I just told her this much. I had to tell her this much, and I think from that day till now, every day she reads 1,000 Durood Sharif. So that one moment, you know, when it will come, it will come. But you must keep speaking, keep trying. You keep trying, you know, when it will strike, when it will be that lucky moment of yours, and you just get cashed in, see. So these opportunities will come, but now we become sluggish, become lazy, say, no, I'll do it later on. See? Then that later on never comes. See, dini work must be a little bit swift in doing the dini work. Dunya work, we can take it easy, all right, I didn't do it today, maybe tomorrow is another day. Following days another day, but dini work, these opportunities don't keep coming. They may come just once. That is why even to this extent, your eyes opened up and you don't have the intention to get up for tahajjud. All right, the right thing was get up for tahajjud, but now for some reason you don't have that type of courage and determination, then make some zikr at that time. Make some zikr at that time. At least you will not be counted amongst the ghafilin of those people that were totally neglectful, totally did not remember Allah Ta'ala. Say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, something. Abu Dawud shared is a hadith that someone's eyes open up at night, you know. And he reads the fourth kalima. And thereafter he reads the third kalima, not fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu al-mulku wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And thereafter he recites the third kalima, subhanallah alhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa allahu akbar. And then he makes a dua. Right? Then he makes a dua. His dua will definitely be accepted. Our Chota Mota from Amzinto. So he tells me that when he got interested in starting off the maktab, you know, and that small kitabs and all that. So he visited my marhum auntie once. So my auntie told him, Sharana, don't consider that time as insignificant. When your eyes open up at night, even if you're not getting up for tahajjud, just cry to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, you'll take care of this maktab of mine. The right thing of you to do was to get up for tahajjud. But if you don't have the heart to get up, then in that state, like I said, read fourth kalima, third kalima, and make some dua. He said, I don't know how that thing just started moving after that. Things just start working, kitab just start flowing, hundreds and thousands of other kitabs of his are going, right throughout the world it's going, but through what? Through the dua, you see. So these moments will come, and these are the lucky moments. But lucky is that person who appreciates those moments. Who appreciates those moments. You don't know which moment will be the moment of acceptance. You say something, it will just touch the heavens, and the aapki zindagi bhar ka kaam ban gaya. But then when you don't appreciate those moments, they will come and they will go, and later on you will cry that I had that moment, I had that time. Had I only appreciated it, I don't know where I would have been today. Similarly, now some old man is coming out of the masjid. He needs a little bit of help. He's got some parcel or something. Go and help him, go and assist him. One old man, now is late, a friend of mine's, he says, he was in Zinto station, you know, and one person was just coming out of the train. The old days, he went and grabbed his parcel and he helped him, accompanied him home. He said that old man, until that old man lived, he kept on making dua for him. He says, I saw prosperity in myself, in my children. My children became hafizes. This is now, he's talking of the 1940s, 50s. He went and helped him. And my children became hafizes. They all came online. None of them is out of line. All of them are in line. My children and my children's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all are online. But that old man's one dua, I saw him there. He was in a bad condition. He had some puzzles. There was no one to help him. And I offered that help. See? My one friend says, you know, he says, you will beautify your house, right? You will buy a good, nice car, good jacket, good clothing, good shoes for yourself. Nobody's going to praise you for that. Nobody's going to talk about it. Maybe for the moment they say, hey, you're looking smart with the jacket. Mashallah, what a good jacket you got. This is dafa kurta, what you picked up for, you know? But that's it. But what will be locked and registered in people's minds is the good deeds that you rendered for them, the good kindness, some compassion, some word of goodness, some service that you rendered. He needed some help, you helped him out. He needed some advice, you gave advice, right? Or he flipped and you tolerated him. He spoke out of turn and you overlooked him, right? Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, Kal Qiyamat ke roz, Hamare bare se bare amal, Allah Ta'ala ki azmat ke barabar nahi aayegi. Our greatest of actions will not be equal to the greatness and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lekin phir kya hoga? Ki kisi ne tujhe gali di aur aapne tahammul kiya. Kisi ne aapse zulm ka muamla kiya, aapne darguzar kiya. Kisi ne aapko betuki baat sunai aur aapne usse af aur darguzar kiya. He told you something wrong and you overlooked him. He treated you incorrectly, with injustice, you made him laugh. He saw you, he abused you, he insulted you, you made him laugh. So these things will be the means of your salvation afterwards. See? So this is the third thing. You know, when I said time, One is the small moments that you have, and this third is small works of assistance to people, neighbors, people in the masjid, outside the masjid, even if it's a non-Muslim. All right, obviously, provided you're not afraid of your security. Sometimes you want to offer a lift, but you don't know the person. You're afraid of your security. That's understandable. But otherwise, you have the person. Tell him two words, gave him a small lift, gave him some advice. Now it's so difficult that even advice you have to pay for. They say that the doctor was complaining to his lawyer friend whilst they were playing golf, you know. He's complaining to his lawyer friend that, you know, this patients, what they do. First time they come to the surgery, and after that they learn the medication now. So they just phone you up, Dr. Sahib, you know, I got this problem now. So the doctor will then, he'll prescribe a medication. So you just go to the pharmacy, you get that medication. Now he bypassed the doctor now. He just went, got the medication finished. So that lawyer told him, you know what you must do is you just clock your time and see how long it took you to consult him. 10 minutes, and you bill him for the 10 minutes. You bill him for the 10 minutes. In that same week, he received something in his post. Consultation on the golf course, 10 minutes, 500 rands. So there's little work of sympathy, help, smile at a Muslim's face. You don't know how great it is. Even when talqa akhaka biwajhin talaq, a Muslim brother, you spoke to him with a smile. With a smile, you looked at his smile. That also you got sawab, you got sadqa sawab for that. So Muhammad Ilyas Sahib said that these are the works that will then carry you to Jannah. He told you something and you overlooked. He insulted you, he abused you, you made him maaf for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. He didn't appreciate you, he didn't acknowledge you, said, no, man, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I will forgive him, I will not say anything about it. So these are the works that will then carry you to Jannah. So a Muslim must be always, he must be alert, he must be looking forward to the hereafter, looking forward to those deeds that will carry him through. In these things, you must be petty. Don't be petty for your respect. For your rights, don't be petty. Hey, he didn't see me this, I'll fix him up, I'll put him in his place. No, for these things, you need to be petty. This petty, small good deeds, I must get it. How must I get it? This naked, how must I get it? That naked, how must I get it? Many a times, just one good word you speak to someone. You know, now you told me that one word, I still got it in my mind. How many people say, and they'll make so much of dua, you know, sometimes I feel embarrassed. It's one word, and you're not serious about it, just casually he came and he gave him some advice and he went away. He comes after 5 months or 4 months, you know that one word. May Allah Ta'ala give you Jannah, give your children and your whole family Jannah. Now, how much of dua they make for you? Just for that little bit of kindness, little bit of affection, little bit of good works, kind-heartedness, and how much of duas you get. Allah Ta'ala.